B-Pod Studios.
Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
She's going to be somebody's mother, too, one day. Hi, everybody.
Okay.
Nicole and I are talking about, we have a mutual friend.
Yeah.
Who didn't know who somebody very high up in ranking was.
Yes, you know. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I said, uh-oh.
Quit talking about me like that. I'm here.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday. It's a thirsty Thursday here on the MRL Morning Show.
We got $1 beers.
That would be amazing.
Swing on by 15-20.
We're up in the club, y'all.
Have you ever been to a place that had penny shots?
Oh, yeah.
That ain't good.
How about back in the day, before there was like bar rules and stuff, there used to be something called penny to your pee. And beers where a siren would go off, right? So there'd be a siren that would go off in the club. I guess it was a club. And it would you just hear like... And then the DJ would get on and go, all right, all beers for the next however long it takes someone to pee are one penny.
Really?
But you would get just little cups, but they would pour these beers and then eventually... It was penny to your pee, and then somebody would go to the bathroom, and the siren would go off again and be like, that's it. Penny to your pee is over.
Really?
That's
actually fun.
That is fun, because people are peeing nonstop at a bar.
Yeah.
And everybody would boo. There would be a light would go on.
Yeah, nobody wants to be that person.
Yeah.
That person.
Yep.
That's funny.
Tell my mom, she'd be like, I was in college, you know, and I was still living at home. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going to this club. I think it was called Lauderdale's. It's Penny T.P. on Thursday night.
Penny T.P.
Oh, well, good luck. Yeah, hopefully, and my mom, always looking for a good deal, loved it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good deal.
My son's saving money.
Yeah. Hope you get your fill.
Don't you drink outside. Don't you drink outside the penny time.
Yeah. So I'll start with my day in 30 seconds. Yeah. How was everybody's day in 30 seconds?
Good.
Good. I got stuck yesterday. I absolutely 100% got stuck in the Mike Pence, Vice President visiting Monroe, cutting through Waxhaw down Providence Road.
Yeah.
Traffic.
Yeah. Dallas did too.
I screwed everything up yesterday. And I'm pretty aware of what goes on in the city just for being working here and reading and watching the news and stuff. And I knew he was coming, but I didn't know his exact route. And I don't think anybody knew the exact
route. I don't think they want people to know his exact route.
So there's no way to avoid the traffic, but yeah. I'm supposed to pick Ruby up at 4 o'clock from the nanny.
Oh, no.
I did not get to her house until 5:15.
Ooh, wow. That bad.
Yeah, like they had a lot of things shut down yesterday.
They sure did. And Dean and I are stuck trying to cross over Providence Road to get to the nanny, and all of a sudden we're just stuck in traffic. Now, traffic is only going one way because Providence is closed, so nobody can come towards us. We're all just aiming towards, you know, Providence Road off of a side road. So I bang a U-turn into somebody's driveway, and I have to let Dean out to pee. Mm-hmm. And then while he was doing that, while he was walking back to the car, I sent you guys the video, the president, vice president drove past.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yep. So my son flashed him down unexpectedly. I said, Dean, look. He's like, what?
Well, it's America. You know.
Yeah.
What about you, Roy?
You know, my day was really good. I got to have drinks with you. And then I went home and I got some awful news. Have you ever like heard news and you didn't think it would ever impact you? And you're like, oh, that kind of impacted me. My neighbor passed away back in my hometown. And I don't know why that was so sad. I guess because as a kid.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask. Younger.
She was always there. And if you would have told me on any other day, you know, if that would have ever impacted me, I wouldn't believe it. But I was sad last night.
Aww. No, that sucked. Yeah. I didn't hear that.
It was sad.
How old?
She was, I think, like in her 70s, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I was like, well, why am I sad? Mm-hmm. You're like asking myself. I'm like, it's not like she's my grandma.
Yeah.
Lorraine.
Maybe a grandmother figure.
Maybe.
We're not here to critique anybody's day in 30 seconds, but didn't he say she was young?
I thought so. Oh, you asked if she was young. Maybe he didn't hear you say that.
But didn't he say she was young? I remember her. Okay.
When I was young.
Ah, gotcha.
When I was young.
Because anytime anybody dies at a younger age, it's always sad regardless. Yeah. So that's what I was trying to figure out. Okay, but she was, gotcha.
She was always there when I was young.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so Roy's day in 42 seconds.
Yeah. We need to break some stuff down, you know. Yeah.
How about you, Ren?
Mine, it's super easy. I got to pick my son up from school, which I love to do. He wore his backpack for the very first time yesterday, and I was like all in as a mom, like taking pictures and, you know, fawning over him. Then I got to go to the Manchester last night for Wine Up Wednesdays.
Hey, and yeah, where's our plug bell?
Right there. So
how was it?
It was great. Producer Nicole came. Roy came. It was a big show outing minus Maney.
Sorry.
Sterling even came.
Wow.
Yeah. Dallas was there for a minute.
Midnight. Whoa.
Yeah. Hey. Dallas dropped me off because he was headed to the airport. So he came in for a cocktail.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was heading to the airport. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would have loved to have made it, but my whole day was behind because of the vice president cutting through Waxhaw.
I know. I had some friends that were supposed to come last night and the same thing. They were like, we couldn't get anywhere to finish our day, so we have to go do that now.
I'll tell you, say what you want, though, about the particular government in office right now, whether you approve, disapprove, whatever it is. It is just so cool to see, like, the second most important man in the world, you know, the vice president, drive through your sleepy town of Waxhaw.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a big to-do.
Yeah.
It's a huge to do.
Yeah, it looked like maybe it was an episode of, what was that show that Kevin Spacey was on? Netflix?
House of Cards.
Yeah. It was like a House of Cards episode where he's in Spartanburg. You know, so.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Maney Roy and the Ren Morning Show. I love this music.
I know. This should have been the music that played yesterday when Vice President Vice President Pence drove down Providence Road and you were stuck in traffic, you know, because you'd be like, oh, I got to get somewhere. The next thing you just see the car, the motorcade, and
there he goes. Ah,
there he is.
Hey, it does make,
hi, Pence.
It does make news better.
We got $300 for you today at 7 a.m. It's 5 seconds to cash. Guess the song, win the cash. We've been on fire this week with our winners. In fact, we gave away money yesterday. And now another shot. We gave away $300 yesterday, actually. Another shot of $300 at 7 a.m. this morning. 5 seconds to cash. Make sure you're listening. It's around 6:55 this morning.
Well, I'm hoping that we are the ones who give out the $300. Please, make sure you're listening for this. I want to give away the money.
We love giving away.
Especially when it's more than $100. I mean, I love giving away $100. That's a lot, no, but $300.
Mm. Yeah, $300 is good.
Yeah.
Did you have a friend who had something so cool at their house growing up that, like, you were always over there?
Oh, yes.
Who was it? What'd they have?
Our neighbor a couple doors down had a trampoline.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We ended up getting one when we were older, but, like, we weren't allowed to have one when we were young, and they had the big one. So we were always over there.
And the trampoline was the best,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Insurance companies hated it. It was an amazing thing.
our neighborhood, we have a neighbor down the street with a trampoline. And then the people across from the people with the trampoline, they have a big giant outdoor tent. So all the kids get in the giant tent, like a fort. You know, it's their fortress.
Yeah.
And we're going to be adding to the neighborhood because my brother is giving me his swing set, his play set.
Oh, cool.
All I have to do is go pick it up. Wow. So...
And by picking it up, you mean breaking it down.
I got to take it apart. I got to put it back together. And Amanda wants it. My wife wants it pronto. And the kids in the neighborhood yesterday, when I was getting the mail and stuff, they were all outside going, is it here yet? Is it here yet? Like, when are you going to get it? When are you getting it?
The pressure even from the kids.
I'm going to be out there putting it together, just sweating and swearing. And the kids are going to be out there
standing
like,
around
is it done yet? Is it done yet? No!
Why don't you help, huh?
Oh, man. I got to rent a U-Haul, though, I decided. Like, a big, long U-Haul so that I can just put this thing in pieces.
Yeah.
You know?
Why don't you just get a really, really big U-Haul and we'll just shove it all in completely made? I'll be in the back holding on to it.
I could get a flatbed.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Like, hey, if you work for a record company and you have a flatbed that you want to lend us, yeah, we'll put it right on. Tie, strap it down. You can sit in the swing.
Sure. Just to stabilize it. Give it some weight.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to be that house. And I told Amanda, it's like the shiny new toy. The kids will be in the backyard for a month. And then next thing you know, that thing's going to rot in our backyard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then you're going to remember the pain it took to put it up.
Right.
Just out of curiosity, did you ask your brother why he's getting rid of it?
Well, because Riley, my niece, is too old.
Oh, okay.
They don't use it much anymore. Okay. So, up next, though, we got to tell you about this really new cool feature at a Swedish movie theater. Have you heard about what they're doing?
No.
You no longer sit and watch a movie. We'll tell you how you watch it coming up in under 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You know, I love going to the movies.
Me too.
And I love going to... The AMC ones, because I got those recliners you can lean back in.
Oh, yeah.
That's really, and like I went to one recently. They opened up a new one over there at Park Road in Charlotte, and it had heated seats, y'all.
Wow.
Right?
That's what I said. Not during the summer, but the winter months. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, there's a theater in Switzerland offering beds instead of the chairs for the home theater experience.
Beds.
Ticket cost $48. And 50 cents, but it does include free food and drinks, which is pretty nice. It's like a VIP experience.
I guess
free food and drinks. For how much?
$48. And you get to be part of the VIP bedroom cinema.
I mean,
you know, that's not a bad price if you think about what you pay for, like, going to the movies is expensive. So not only do you have your ticket, but by the time you get popcorn and a drink, you're like $40 in anyway.
Yeah, I wonder, like, are they putting it in a way that, like, are you leaned backwards or?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Because I have the answer.
Mm-hmm.
The beds come with adjustable headrests so that the guests don't fall asleep. And the theater does insist that the sheets are on the bed are changed after every screening because hygiene is very important.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yeah. I would be the person who would fall asleep, pay $50 and then fall asleep.
That is where I'm thinking. Like,
yeah.
I barely watch TV in bed because if I do, I'm out in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to lay down and watch a movie, you're going to fall asleep. That's just asking for who? I don't think I would enjoy watching a movie just laying down.
Right? And then you got to wake me up to leave.
Well, I'm just thinking.
No, I'm good, Mom. I'm sleeping here.
The people that didn't fall asleep are going to be annoyed with the people that did fall asleep because you're trying to watch a movie and all of a sudden, I've 3 rows back, I got Jared snoring.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right in the middle of Avengers.
Hello.
Throwing popcorn at him.
Did somebody throw a bow?
Trying to make it into his mouth while he's snoring.
Hey, watch this.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Chrissy Teigen, she told People that she has a new addiction. And it's a sandwich before bed. She says she can't get ready for bed without having a ham and cheese with mayonnaise and butter. She said at first
that sounds healthy.
It just started as a snack and now she can't stop.
You know who else admitted that they had an addiction? Jada Pinkett Smith.
That was back in the day and that was a video addiction.
Yes,
an adult.
Yeah, an adult video addiction. Yeah. Chris Soules had a rough week. He answered to a judge in that wrongful death lawsuit that
he
had.
This is the ex-bachelor.
Yes, this is the ex-bachelor, Chris Soules. He was involved in a hit and run. He left the scene of an accident, and the person ended up passing away. So the judge yesterday ordered him and his parents to shell out $2.5 million in a settlement for that fatal car crash. Now, his sentencing has been pushed until the summer.
He was intoxicated, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think that's why he ran, because he was trying to avoid the DUI, but then this person had passed away. So, Chris Soules faces up to 2 years in prison and then more fines of upwards of $6,000, which is, I mean, the 2.5 is... He'll be paying that the rest of his life.
This was the guy, if I remember, they played up the farmer.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think he hit somebody on a tractor or like a backhoe. Like, I think this person was on
Really?
Yeah, some farm equipment, too.
He only got 2 years?
No, he faces up to 2 years in prison.
That's it? I thought you'd get more for killing someone.
He also has to shell out $2.5 million.
I know, but still.
We have some audio
from
Ellen. And Ellen, you know, there was this big thing where Ellen thought maybe she would take some time off from her daytime talk show. And she told her viewers this yesterday.
From the beginning, I said that this show was going to be like a relationship. We have been through the good, the bad, the 50 Shades of Grey phase. And it's been a lot of fun. And 16 years is a pretty good run. Sometimes in a relationship, you need to take a break. But I don't. You're stuck with me because I just signed for 3 more years.
Hey, I think my Alexa sounds a little like Ellen sometimes. Do you guys ever notice that? If you have an Alexa, give it a listen. Because I asked Alexa something the other day, and I was like, huh, who was telling me that, Ellen?
I don't know. I'll have to listen.
Give it a listen. I'm telling you, there's a little Ellen inside Alexa.
Yeah, so we have Ellen.
Literally, a little Ellen.
Now through 2022. So congratulations to her, and that is your dirty.
Hey, quick shout out to Smithfield Elementary. They begin their EOGs today, along with a bunch of other schools I know. But a fourth grade teacher from Smithfield sent us a text message and said, can you shout them out?
All right. Good luck, guys.
Yeah.
That's the tests, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So eat a good breakfast. Don't freak out. Take your time. You'll be fine.
Yep. Yep.
Be fine.
And in fact, speaking of teachers, teachers are going to love this one. Up next, in less than 10 minutes, the hardest words in the English language to spell. I just found this on Yahoo and printed it.
Are you going to test me?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, I think we're all in for it. But yes, of course we're going to test Roy. Is Roy's EOG coming up in 8?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
If you think that you're smart and you want to take the challenge, give us a shout, 704-570-9595. Jump on the phones, and what we're going to do is give you a word, and we'll see if you can spell it. And this, any age can play, producer Nicole. There's no prize. So if you think you're a high school smarty pants or a middle school smarty pants, maybe a teacher.
I did just graduate from real estate school. I think I know something.
Okay, dude. I can't even pronounce these words. I found this on Yahoo. It's with the help of the language learning app Babbel and the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, they teamed up to reveal the hardest words to spell in the English language. The list is made up of words that knocked out National Spelling Bee contestants in the final round. The most commonly misspelled words were those from nature and science, followed by those related to medicine, arts, politics, and law.
I bet that.
All right.
That sounds right.
Bro, okay, you ready for the first one?
Sure.
Clafouti.
Oh, crap.
Clafouti. Clafouti is a dessert consisting of a layer of fruit, such as cherries, topped with batter and baked. Clafouti. I'll give you a second, Roy.
Can you tell me if it starts with a C or a K? Because, you know, it could really go both ways.
That's the least of your problems, I think, when it comes to spelling clafouti.
Okay, I'm going to go with C-L-A-U-P-H-U-I-T-I, clafouti.
How confident are you in your answer that you just gave?
A solid 70.
Yeah, no.
Solid 70.
Let's see who this is.
This is Dana and Charlotte. Are you smarter than all of us?
Hi, Dana. Oh, hold on. Here she is. Hi, Dana.
Never even heard of this dessert.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Are you super smart?
I'm fairly good at spelling.
Okay. Roy just tried to tackle the word clafouti. And lucky for me, I get the phonetic spelling, Loren, so I'm pronouncing it correctly. Clafouti is a dessert consisting of a layer of fruit, such as cherries, topped with batter and baked. Do you want to give it a shot?
Oh, clafouti. Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Go ahead.
never heard of it.
Me neither.
I'm actually going to start it with a K. K-L-A-U-F-U-T-T-I.
That's pretty good.
I think she just swore at us in Greek, by the way.
That's not either. I originally had mine starting with a K, but I changed it to a C.
Clafouti is C.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
E-L-A-F-O-U-T-I.
That sounds, that must be French or something.
And it doesn't say where it's from, but are you ready for another one? I'll give you both another one.
These are supposed to be American words.
Combing.
Combing?
Combing. The raised frame around a skylight or the opening in the deck of a ship to prevent water from running below it. So it's that raised part. It's called a combing.
A combing?
Dana, you take a crack at it first. Combing. How do you spell that?
That's hard, I know.
I would spell it just like a comb.
That's what I was thinking.
C-O-M-B-I-N-G?
Yeah.
All right. Why Dana thinks, Roy, you give it a shot.
A combing?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like combing? Is it like,
for gosh sakes.
Is it like foaming? Or is it like
spelling?
Is it like the comb? I don't know. See, you just gave me kind of a look. Now,
yeah, because you might be onto something. Spell it.
C-O-A-M-I-N-G.
That is correct.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Good
it's
job,
like
buddy.
Foaming, but with the C. Combing.
Okay.
Dude, that's smart.
Well, that's me being dumb, trying to figure that out.
What straw can I pull here?
Would you guess that, Dana?
I did not.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for playing. Have a great morning, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. And you're still smart. Don't let this be a... There's one on here, Loren. I want you to try and pronounce this. Even though they have it spelt phonetically, I can't pronounce it. Let me see if you can give it a
shot. By the way, English is so difficult. I feel bad for anyone that tries to learn our stupid language.
Yeah. And if you're just joining us, these are the hardest words in the English language to spell, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary. And these are the ones that knocked out the kids in the spelling bee.
So I got one of the... correctly spelled one of the hardest words out there.
Yeah,
these are, by the way, there's no possible way that these are in the, like English based words.
Try and pronounce that one I circled.
I love it when you can't
even start.
Zines Lang.
Say it again.
Bevesizlang? I don't know. Do you know how to say it?
No. No, and it's spelled phonetically there.
Yeah.
Bevesizlang.
So if your local chapter spelling bee contest wants us to host, give us a call.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
It's not easy, man.
No.
Oh, you know who's back? Those city council guys, Chad Kroeger and his friend.
A bunch of surfer guys, and they go to like Hollywood, L.A. area city councils, and they say ridiculous things in front of government officials.
Now they are proposing to change the name of a water treatment plant after a very popular pop singer. We'll tell you who that is, and we're going to hear the audio from the city council meeting. It's hilarious.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So all the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and the Roy Morning Show. We have your chance at $300, 5 seconds to cash, any second now. So don't go anywhere. You're going to hear the tones.
Loren, you remember the guys that go to the city council meetings in, like, L.A. and Hollywood?
I do, dude.
It's Chad Kroeger and his friend. And they bring up the most kind of left field topics when they allow the public to speak at these, you know, proper city council meetings where they're discussing serious things.
Sure.
They did. We played audio of them talking about a house party once. We played audio of them talking about scooters, the bird scooters, and how they need to be, you know, be able to stay in the city. Well, now they are, in the name of a pop singer, trying to get a water treatment facility named after her. Give this a listen.
What up, council? My name is Chad Kroeger. First off, I love your city of Manhattan Beach. You have great bros. Council, what does it mean to be American? I used to think it meant eating fudgesicles and being tan. And in a lot of ways, I still do. But I think it also means fighting for the ones you love. which is why I'm here to fight for my first and greatest love, Britney Spears. She's going through pretty serious ennui right now. I almost went to one of her concerts when I was 14, but my dad said, no, you have to do math. Also, it's probably good that I didn't go because I didn't want to destroy what she and Justin Timberlake had. Whether she was stronger in the song Stronger, Vulnerable and Lucky, or Risque and Womanizer.
Sir, I don't know what bet you lost, but this is not within the jurisdiction matter of the city of Manhattan Beach.
I promise.
I don't know what bet you lost, he said.
So it's just at the end.
You need to get to it now.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Well, basically, I'm trying to get her stoked again. So that's why I'm asking the city of Manhattan Beach to rename the water treatment center the Britney Spears Toxic Water Center after her hit song Toxic. I think that would be a really nice way to pay homage to her. Thank you.
The toxic
What up, council? I'm also deeply honored to be here. Chad asked me to sing the song Toxic to you because he figured some people might not know it or it might have slipped your memory. Baby, can't you see? I'm calling.
And you got to see the video, you guys. I mean, it is every bit of as funny as it sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Chad's got long blonde hair. The friend's got big bushy hair.
And the city council is professional people staring at them.
Just sitting there looking right back at them. Dead man.
A guy like
they don't
you
seem
should
impressed.
Wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. Oh, the taste of your lips. I'm on a ride. You're toxic, I'm slipping under with the taste of a poison paradise. I'm addicted to you, don't you know that you're toxic? Stay strong, Brittany. Thank you guys so much.
And thank you.
So get this. After Chad and his friend go through all that to try and get the water treatment plant named after Brittany, they do some back and forth, and they come back and they go, that water treatment plant is not within our district.
They gotta go somewhere else.
Take the show on the road,
that's
kids.
Awesome. They
were out of the jurisdiction. I just absolutely love this way this guy talks. This is so funny to me.
What up, council? My name is Chad Kroger. First off, I love your city of Manhattan Beach. You have great bros.
Great bros.
You got great bros, man.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. I love the Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's like your
love
favorite
it.
Song
love
right
it.
Now.
I was like the only one in the studio hopping up and down when the music video got released last week.
All right, so have you ever been slow faded in a relationship? Now, let me just, there's some warning signs that you're being slowly faded out. Obviously, that is the meaning of slow fade. But if someone stops responding to your text messages as fast as they did before, if their messages are shorter and less enthusiastic than they used to be.
This is breaking my heart.
If they stop making concrete plans, you say like, hey, do you want to hang out Wednesday? Maybe. If you always initiate the conversation.
Oh.
This doesn't sound like a slow fade. This sounds like marriage.
That's what you work towards.
Right?
Oh, no. By the way, I wonder if anyone, and I know it's early and you might not want to be thinking about it, but Loren brings up a good point. I wonder if anyone in the audience is dealing with an issue now where you're like, the writing is on the wall. It's just a matter of time before my relationship. Hopefully it's not a marriage.
Right.
But hopefully someone's listening that can kind of just give us a little insight on how it works for you. You're dealing with the slow fade.
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. You can also text the studio.
If you think that your relationship is
slowly fading away.
But Loren, why not just end it then?
I don't know. You don't want to hurt each other. You've been together so long.
Well, but maybe you're too busy trying to chase what you used to have. Like, you know, it used to be amazing. Maybe it's the it once was type of mental state, and you're just constantly trying to get things back to there.
Yeah, I have questions for someone who thinks their relationship is just about over.
Yeah. I mean, this sounds very one-sided. Like, you're the one, you know, to initiate the conversation. You're not the priority. Your gut tells you that they're distancing you.
I think I might have slow-faded people in the past.
Yeah, you did. That's how you broke up with people in the past.
I would slow-fade and dim.
And dim.
I would dim out. You know, I was the worst breaker-upper. Everybody knows that.
Let's talk with Corey. Corey, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Are you currently in a relationship that's potentially in a slow fade?
I was. Mm-hmm. But I was the one that did the slow fading.
Oh, you're like Manny. Okay.
So yeah. when Loren was reading these slow fade signs off of that website there, what I mean, do they all hit you? Like, is this exactly what you're doing?
It's exactly what I did. I literally had a pent up like resentment, and I literally stopped texting them, stopped making concrete plans, and then we had plans, and I just stopped like literally going to.
Why not just break up then?
Because I was at, like, at end, like, I loved them, but I also was, like, just of resentment. So,
yeah. See, I can see that.
Thanks, Corey.
Of course.
No, yeah, we appreciate it.
Is that, like, where you're afraid to break up with someone, so you hope that the more distant you get, they break up with you? Like, is that the end game?
I think he was hoping for him to break up, the other guy to break up.
Right.
Maybe. And I also...
Yeah, I think that's...
I also think there's something to the fact where you just don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, and you think... Rather than
non-confrontational, right.
Rip the Band-Aid, slowly rip it, right?
Let's talk with Laura in Fort Mill.
Yes, hi.
Hi, so you get this whole fading thing.
Yeah, so we're actually going through it right now. I actually moved out of his house yesterday, but we're staying together. It was fading for about 6 months. We moved from New York thinking that it was going to help and it was going to change, and it really didn't. So we're staying together, but we're spending the year apart in separate houses.
How long have you guys been together?
3 years.
Married?
Engaged.
Oh.
Ooh.
And so, like, what Loren was reading there, is that what you guys are going through? Just, like, you know, text messages, not responding as much, not as engaged with each other.
Yep. So that's why we moved to North Carolina. We're like, oh, it's a fresh start. We'll be together. We won't have the chaos around us. And it still comes to a head, you know?
Yeah.
So we actually, I moved out, I said 3 days a week we're going to do. So we're not up each other's butt. Maybe the spark will come back.
Give you time to miss each other.
So they were just kind of how I was saying before, they're trying to get what they have. They're chasing what once was.
Yeah, they moved to the Carolinas.
Yeah, we can't let go of the thought of what it once was.
Yeah.
Laura, how do you think this is going to end if you can look into your crystal ball?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best because it always sucks starting over when you have so much past, like so much past with somebody. But I'm hoping we'll stay together, but we'll see. I mean, it's very rare that happens.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. All right, Laura. Well, thanks. Thanks so much for listening, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. All right. Laura's like, in my crystal ball, I see a six-pack abbed Craig in my future.
Oh, that's Channing Tatum.
You know, though, I think people sometimes, you know, like her, they stay in relationships because she said it's scary to start over again. And I feel like a lot of times that's why you stay in the relationship, because you don't want to start over. It's more selfish than anything.
Somebody with an area code 540 said, I'm hoping my relationship is not slow fading. He proposed last month, so maybe he's just prepping for marriage. I don't know what that means. Like,
oh, maybe because I made the joke about marriage. No, that's not. That was a joke. That's not really what marriage is supposed to be like.
No. Marriage is supposed to be wonderful.
Right.
And here's a good email.
It's not always easy, but there shouldn't be distance.
My fiance tried to slow fade me. He was going through a lot of mental health issues and wanted to distance me so he didn't have to open up to me. Thankfully, he's much healthier now and we are still together.
Oh, phenomenal.
Awesome.
So good conversations were had, which is what we preach that all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then yet another text message came through from someone who said, the slow fade is like every War of the Roses. And it's so true.
It is. Yeah, because people, they do the... I hate it when people are like, well, I'm going to cheat, but it's not really cheating because I don't love them anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go dabble in something else.
Yeah, but it's still cheating.
It's still cheating.
At 7:50, though, the War of the Roses this morning that we have, a brand new one for you. She found something in her boyfriend's closet that has her totally freaked out. You got to hear that one just around 7:50. Oh, well, there we go. Sorry. Let me do that again. The computer messed me up there.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
All right. That's your cue, Loren.
All right. So Tom Hanks, he went to Stagecoach and was denied something. I'll have to tell you what it is coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Quentin Tarantino's movies aren't exactly made to please. Fans love them, and critics sometimes feel like the shock value is like, eh, you know, it pushed the envelope a little bit.
Hey, I've heard interviews with, like, actors, like Jamie Foxx, for instance, in Django Unchained, which is a very difficult movie.
Uh-huh.
He praises Tarantino for getting the most out of him.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So
he definitely pushes the actors to a whole new level.
It's weird, man. He's a weird cat.
Yeah. So Tarantino was at the Cannes Film Festival, and he was talking about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which Margot Robbie is in. And a New York Times reporter asked him why she has barely any lines in the movie and if that was on purpose. And he got mad. He got really mad and was like, listen, I think you're looking too far into it. I reject your hypothesis. Like, let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tom Hanks, he was on Ellen this week, and he said that he went to Stagecoach and he was denied a beer. He said they needed to check his ID.
Sorry.
Got it? That's okay.
And I said, pull me a draw. And they said, we can't because your ID has not been verified. And I've come to ask for a beer, and you're not going to give one because, what, you think I'm underage? You know, I'm 62 years old, yeah. And you know my name, so yeah. I think I should be able to get a beer.
What's that?
Where's Wilson? Oh. Wilson, where are you?
Hey, prove to me that you're Tom Hanks. Let
right.
me hear you say, Wilson, where are you?
Craziness. Also,
what's your favorite Tom Hanks movie? We got a minute.
I don't know.
Sully. He was great in Sully.
He was really awesome in Sully.
Great in Castaway.
Yeah.
You've Got Mail was a hit.
Yep. Great in Saving Private Ryan.
That was an awesome movie. I was going to go with the unpopular opinion and say Toy Story. Honestly, I know. I love Toy Story.
Even Nicole just quit.
No, I'm sorry. I do. I love that movie.
But that's not him. That's a character.
I know, but it's his voice.
She chose Toy Story. You.
You're so funny.
I knew it was going to be unpopular. So Millie Bobby Brown, she was on The Tonight Show with Fallon, and they played a game where she needed to sing like Amy Winehouse, and she actually did a really good job of it.
Your rolled up sleeves and your skull t-shirt, who's that, why did you do with him today? And sniff me out like I was Tanqueray.
She's in Godzilla King of Monsters, which is coming out, and I'm going to the premiere. I've made no secret that I'm a huge fan of the Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
If this movie stinks, I'm going to be so mad.
Listen, buddy, don't put too much into it. You're going to build it up too much, and then you're going to go, and you're going to be disappointed.
There's a scene in the trailer where Millie Bobby Brown comes face-to-face with Godzilla. Nobody has come face-to-face with Godzilla. It's
ever?
Like she's the Khaleesi, and Godzilla's her dragon.
Maybe she can control him with her brain, like in Netflix.
Me, like Stranger Things. Yeah, yeah.
It's all crossover.
Basically, she seems to be playing the 11 in Godzilla.
You like, haven't even seen the movie yet.
I've seen enough of the trailers.
All right, just don't build it up too much. Like, I went to go see Aladdin this week, and I was expecting nothing after seeing the clip that was released by Disney, and it was really, 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 really good, actually.
Okay,
so,
I'm hoping.
Yeah, just don't build it up too much. Harry Styles, he's doing his third campaign with Gucci Men, which he also wore to the Met Gala, and Five Seconds of Summer has been teasing something all week. We haven't, been able to figure what it was. Fans have been trying to figure out what calm means. They've been tweeting out symbols and different things, but they're also coming out with a song at 8 a.m. today called Easier, and we will have it for you in the 8:30 Dirty.
Woo-hoo!
That is your Dirty for now.
All right, let's play Can't Be the Rent. 704-570-9595. 16 wins underneath her belt. Call now and take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on Kiss 95.1.
Grace, welcome to the Mandy, Rory, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi. You're playing Can't Beat Lorenz today, and I love your energy already.
I'm so excited. We've been calling in for weeks.
Yay, you finally made it through, Grace. Who are you playing with?
My friend Ashley.
Okay, Grace and Ashley.
All right, Grace and Ashley, let's play.
Okay. Oh,
throw her out of the studio.
Get out of the studio.
I am leaving.
Lorenz putting her headphones down, walking out of the studio.
Yeah. Ponytail flapping.
It is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
Grace, Ashley, here we go. Steph Curry's 10-month-old got body shamed after his wife shared a picture of him. Don't worry, she shut them down immediately. What sport does Steph play?
Basketball.
And the drama with the Woodstock concert continues. Even though they found a new investor, they're still fighting with their old investor. What state is Woodstock going to take place in?
Oh, gosh.
I'll tell you, we've asked this question before. Okay, Roy, you got that answer?
Yeah, I do.
The Jonas Brothers shared the official track list of their new album coming out June 7th. Finish the lyric of their brand new song, I'm a blank for you.
Sucker.
Cardi B trademarked Bocktails with Cardi B, so people are wondering if maybe she's going to be doing a TV show. Her husband is Offset. He's part of what rap group?
Migos.
And happy 61st birthday to Drew Carey. True or false, he's the host of Let's Make a Deal.
True.
Come on in, Lorenz.
Lorenz, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Grace and Ashley got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you.
Wait, no, the last one.
No, that was wrong?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So
she got four correct.
Yes.
All right.
Yep. Okay. Here we go. Question one. Steph Curry's 10-month-old got body shamed after his wife shared a picture of him. Don't worry. She shut them down immediately. What sport does Steph play?
Basketball.
1-1.
And the drama with the Woodstock concert continues. Even though they found a new investor, they're still fighting with their old investor. What state does Woodstock take place in?
It's supposed to happen in New York.
2-2.
And the Jonas Brothers shared their official track list of the new album, which is coming out June 7th. Finish the lyric of this song, I'm a blank for you.
Sucker.
That's right, 3-3.
Way to sing it, Lorenz.
Sucker for you. There you go.
Cardi B trademark, thank you. Bocktails with Cardi B. So people are now wondering if maybe she's going to TV. Her husband is Offset. He's part of what rap group?
Migos.
That is correct. It's 4-4, tied.
And happy 61st birthday to Drew Carey. True or false, he's the host of Let's Make a Deal.
True.
That is incorrect.
What is it?
The Price is Right.
Price is Right. Ah.
Oh.
I got that wrong as well. It is 4-4 tied.
All right. Brady hosts Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah. All right. Grace and Ashley, it is a tie. You know what I want to hear.
We're Grace and Ashley from Gastonia, and we can't beat Lorenz, but we can tie her.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Thank you.
See you guys. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Even though we got Friday to go, who cares?
Woo-hoo!
There you go.
Still to come.
So, Erica has been dating Joel, and she found a gift in the closet, and you think, oh, that's nice, it's a gift for Erica.
Mm-hmm.
But it's made out to Joel's wife.
Oh.
And Erica's only dating Joel. So, who's the wife? Is he cheating? Why is this in the closet? These are the things that we're going to uncover in a brand new War of the Roses in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Mandy, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Erica, Joel, your boyfriend, you think is sneaking around, or you're the side piece because you found something in his closet. What'd you find?
I was just kind of like hanging out at his house, and I found a necklace and flowers and a card that says, to my wife, on it. It was like all in a bag in his closet. And I was like, you know, we're not married. We don't live together. But, like, what the hell is that? Like, it's just, that's really weird.
So the card says, to my wife. What was written inside?
Well, there was no, like, handwritten message. It was just, like, your generic card. Like, it hadn't been filled out yet. And I was like, what is this?
Okay.
And it's just, I mean.
So my first initial reaction goes to, he is separated with his wife. But how long have you guys been dating?
Almost 2 years.
So that would be a long separation.
Yeah, Erica, it's not sounding good.
Yeah, I know. I never thought I'd be on this. But, like, what, you know, I mean, this is just really suspicious. And I I actually even like confronted him. I was like, what is this? Oh. And he said he was holding it for a friend.
Is that not believable that he was holding it for a friend? I mean, maybe they were trying to keep him from, I don't know, a wife snooping?
No.
If you have it for a friend, you could just have it in the middle of the house. Like, I could see it.
Right, yeah.
Like, why was it hidden?
Yeah, okay. No, that's weird. He's not hiding it for a friend.
Okay, here's what we're going to do, Erica. We're going to call up Joel. We'll find out who he sends the romantic roses to. Try and bite your tongue till we get the all the info, okay?
Yeah, okay. I can't believe this is happening.
Oh, do you even want... Are you sure you want to do this? Because once we dial, there's no hanging up. Like, we will get him.
Yeah, I want to know. I mean,
okay.
You deserve to know.
All right.
I do. Thank you.
Okay. I'm dialing him up. Here we go.
Oh.
Hey, Joel. My name is Val. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest for today. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get $100 in beautiful free red roses. We contacted your friend who tagged you in our post and got your information, so I'm just calling you today.
No, thanks. Am I on some list?
Nope. We are simply just giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses, and we just asked that you tell somebody about our services.
And it's free.
Totally free. No delivery charge. I don't need a credit card from you. I don't even need your address. I just need the person that you'd like to send it to.
Okay.
All right. So do you have someone in mind, Joel, that you'd like to send beautiful romantic roses to?
Yeah. Sure.
Cool. Who can we send them to? I just need a name, and then I have a card for them, and I will get their information at the end here.
Okay, beautiful. Erica?
Okay, we're going to send them
E-R-I-C-A.
To... Okay, to Erica. And what would you like to put on Erica's card to go with these romantic roses?
Do I have, like, a word limit, or I guess just something small, right?
Yeah, just a couple sentences.
Okay. Hey, honey. Love you so much. Such a big surprise for you coming. You're gonna be blown away. Write some form of that.
Joel, there's a big surprise coming. What's going on? Joel, it's Erica. What's going on?
Joel, you are not talking to a flower shop. you're on the phone with the Mandy Roy and the Red Morning Show. With Kiss 95.1, it's a segment called War of the Roses. It's where we catch cheaters. Now, typically, we see if the suspected cheater sends the flowers to someone other than his partner. You clearly sent it to Erica. So what's going on here? Because Erica still thinks there's something suspicious going on.
Erica. Erica, there's nothing suspicious going on. I told you that.
Erica saw the flowers in the closet.
She even asked you about it.
Erica, the flowers were for you.
But the card says to my wife, you know?
Yeah. Well, we call each other hubby and wifey.
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't even thinking about that.
How could you not? I mean, I guess we haven't said it in a couple weeks, but I mean, we say that even though we're not married. You've called me hubby, I've called you wifey. It's like a thing we've got. And
is that true, Erica?
Yeah, it's true. I think I just snapped to being jealous, and I'm so sorry I did this to you.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Our two-year anniversary is coming up next month.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it is.
So you got our flowers 2 months in advance?
I was going to set flowers up around the house, and I was starting to gather, like, different kinds of flowers. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry, babe.
Well, I mean, we all thought you were in for it, but I think now we all know that you're not. You sent the flowers to your girlfriend and maybe soon to be wife. Maybe that's what the surprise is.
Maybe.
Ruined another surprise.
Yeah, way to ruin it if that really is it.
All right, Joel, Erica, you're okay? You're good, Erica?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
My friends are never going to let me live this down, Erica.
All right, thanks, guys. Good luck, okay?
Thanks.
WMKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So we're just reeling in from that War of the Roses, and so many messages are flooding in on our texts and at the MRO show on Twitter and Instagram.
And people want to know about those flowers. I'm pretty sure he said they were fake flowers.
Yeah.
And that might not have made the edited version, and I apologize. We do edit these down from, you know, to fit so that you guys can get into work at 8 o'clock. If not, they'd be 20 minutes long. But I'm pretty sure that he said that he was collecting different colored fake flowers to throw around the house. Let's see. Lots of text messages coming in asking if he said the other person's name, would we assume that he was married then at that point, even though the card wasn't filled out?
Yes,
that's the kind of what we all thought. That's why we decided to do the War of the Roses. But, you know, we've done this before and we've gotten some pretty interesting responses. So we want to ask you again because the War of the Roses calls for it. But when did you assume that you were being cheated on? And after your research, you found out you weren't being cheated on. Like, what was going on that made you say, oh my gosh, I'm being cheated on? 704-570-9595.
You guys know this happened to me like quasi recently and it was all Roy's fault.
Hang on. You, though, you were going, you were off, you were in the deep end that morning. I was trying to reel you back.
He was.
All right.
So, Dallas has been traveling a lot for work, and I never, like, remember what city he's in or where he's going, because he goes so many places. His territory is, like, Chicago, and then it, like, hockey sticks down to Florida. Like, he has a huge chunk of the country. So we were in here joking around one day, and I was like, I can't keep tabs on him, whatever. Well, Roy showed me how to find my friends on my phone.
It's a feature on the iPhone.
So I could turn it on through a text message and then delete the text message, and Dallas would never know I turned it on his phone.
Okay, hang on. That's the crazy part that I didn't welcome her in doing that. She just did that. I just told her there was a feature
where you can track your husband.
So I opened it one morning because Dallas is in Vegas and I hadn't heard from him, so I wanted to, you know, make sure he got back to his hotel. And when I opened the Find My Friends, his pin was like off the strip at some apartment building. And I mean, you think it's 4 o'clock here, so it's like 1 or 2 o'clock there.
It might as well just scream shady.
Oh, totally.
So bad. She was.
I remember I was over here on my side working and you were tearing up and I was like, oh my God, should I tell her that I knew all along? What do I do?
And I was trying to show her. I was like, listen, it's not a good GPS read. Look at the radius. He could be anywhere in this bubble. It's just centered in the bubble, and it just happens to be in an apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you were on the deep end.
Yeah, I was. And obviously, he was not cheating on me. The pin, once he turned on his phone, then pinned back to his hotel. And I watched it the whole morning because I wanted to see if it was moving or if it jumped.
Yeah, and I remember Roy did a tremendous job thanks to his 911 background as an operator.
I'm walking me back down.
He talked you down the ledge. Nobody else could have.
No, he really
does. Dallas at this point know that you've tracked him?
No.
Okay, so he must be out of town.
So it's everyone's secret. Hey, best kept secret in Charlotte.
Why did you think you were being cheated on, but you found out it wasn't true? 704-570-9595. Text message came in from 919 and said, I once found a thong of my ex-boyfriend's and confronted him thinking he was cheating. He told me the thing was a his and her matching set and he was doing it with his guy friends. Of course, I didn't believe him until all of his best friends showed me their matching man thongs all at once.
That's fun. Yeah. All right, let's talk with Tira in Charlotte.
Well, I actually found out that he was cheating. And what happened was when I was in high school, I actually found out all his passwords to his phone and or all his social media accounts. And I went on there, and, like, really, I just had, like, one, like, hint that, like, led me to it. So I was like, I'm going to figure it out. And I found out all of his messages, or all of his passwords through there, and then went through his messages and read them. I was heartbroken, so I screenshotted them, went to his house, and acted like I was nothing was wrong. And I left them there with him, and then I left. And he realized, and then called me back, and I was, like, you know, heartbroken, upset. But yeah. I did find out that he was cheating that way. And I've never done that since, but...
There you go. Now you're going to be you're going to have your sensitivities heightened in all your next relationships.
Well,
thanks.
I'm married now, but it was definitely heightened, but I did have a trust issue after that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Tiara. Thanks for sharing. I remember forget finding something. I remember I slept over a woman's house, a girl.
Gosh.
Slept over her apartment. I was single.
Okay.
And we were kind of dating. Like, we'd been on 3 dates. So I crashed out, spent the night. And next thing you know, I hear her on the phone, and she's like, where do you want to meet? And this is like 12:30 at night.
Yeah.
And I can't get there for another few hours. But yeah, I'll meet you. Okay. And I'm like wide awake. My eyes are wide open. I was like, what is going on here?
Did you ask her about it?
Yeah. I was like, if you're going to continue, if we're not moving furniture.
Right.
You know, even though we were being safe, I'm like, I'm not moving furniture with you. If you're leaving here in 3 hours to go move furniture with someone else.
Yeah.
You know? Wow. When did you think someone was cheating on you? I found another pair of boxers in my room and knew they weren't mine. And when I asked her, she said, I don't know. I still don't know to this day.
Oh. I don't know. You might want to do a little bit more investigating, buddy.
Hey, call us and let's do War of the Roses.
Seriously. It doesn't look good for you.
Somebody said that they heard another voice in the background. My boyfriend swore that it was just the TV. It turned out to be just the TV.
We've had that, I know, War of the Roses. Somebody heard a noise and ended up being a TV.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That happens, man. All right, keep those coming. 704-570-9595. You can also text us. We'll get back in touch with you. We want to hear from you when you thought someone was cheating on you, but they weren't.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Cardi B could be going to TV. She recently filed a trademark for Bocktails with Cardi B. And under the way that she filed it, it is under entertainment services in nature via television.
Oh.
Now, she's also, which, by the way, is the same exact way that Bravo's Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen was filed.
Okay.
Now, it also includes clothing, T-shirts, ball caps, pants, shorts. So there's going to be some merchandise with it as well. But we may be seeing Cardi B on TV sooner than we think. Pink, she was headlining at Madison Square Garden, and Chris Stapleton jumped on stage with her, which was kind of cool, and fans got a little view of that.
I love Chris Stapleton.
Me too. So we also have 5 Seconds of Summer, a brand new song. It is called Easier. Now, 5Sauce just dropped this morning.
An exclusive. We love dropping these exclusives. Here you go. First time ever.
Is it easier to stay? Is it easier to go? I don't want to know. Oh. But I know that I'm never, ever going to change. And you know that you're always going to stay the same. Is it easier to stay? Is it easier to go?
Stay.
All right.
I like it, but I'm a big 5Sauce fan.
Yeah.
Those guys are awesome.
Yeah. Before we get to what Lauren likes, Meghan Markle is stirring things up at the palace even more than normal. Apparently, Prince Harry's posse is not happy with her, that she is pulling him away from his bros. I'm like, guys, everyone relax. They just got married, and they just had a baby. He's going to have to go home for a while.
Oh, man. Who is parked behind my car? Is that your posse?
What?
Get your posse out of my Buckingham Palace. I love that she's bending all the rules, man.
Yeah, I know, man. Her she way. Is just shaking things up there.
Is that Megan urinating on my front yard?
I think she's shaking things up that much.
Well, I went too far?
Maybe.
No, but you know what? Every time I saw like a video of the queen...
And all you hear is Mamie's voice.
I do. I saw her learning how to operate a self-checkout, and I could only imagine like your voice going, "Mo, so you touch this and you can just put your own money in? Like, just going through the whole thing.
Who needs a big bag of Hershey Kisses like this? What do you use these for?
Oh, it's so much fun.
How do you use this scanner thing? Give me your item.
Jack's like, no, Queen's doing a shift at Publix.
Yeah.
Queen, you charged me twice.
Hey, deal with it. The British love to tax. What are you going to do? Throw it overboard?
Boston Tea Party. Make little jokes.
That's you know fun. What? It's not often you get to make a Boston Tea Party joke.
That's right.
But when I do it on Kiss 95.1 on the MRL show.
What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
I found the coolest projector for your kids' room. It's a mini movie projector. So when they're laying in bed at night, instead of having a TV in the room, you know, if you just want to plug this in and then connect it, they can watch, they can lay in bed and watch a movie on the ceiling.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. And you wait for your kids to watch it before they go to bed.
Oh, no, we're not watching it. But I think that's really cool. We'll have it up for you at kiss951.com.
Thanks.
Now, speaking of really cool, we've been fortunate enough to forge a partial friendship with NASCAR's very own Ryan Blaney. Super single. As far as I know, from the last time we talked to him,
yeah,
super popular. He's going to join us coming up in just about 20 minutes from now. We're going to have your tickets to go to Sunday's race, the Coca-Cola 600. We got a pair of tickets for you, so that's coming up. But first, we got to tell you, there's a person in your life, Loren, who you tell more personal things to than you realize. Even if you have a therapist, you tell this person more about your life. We'll get into that coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We have Ryan Blaney, NASCAR driver. He's coming on the show here coming up in about 10 minutes.
Plus your Coca-Cola 600 tickets. We're going to give away a pair for Sunday's race. Ladies, this is about you.
Oh, boy.
According to the website SWNS Digital, women tell all, not to their husband, not to their besties, but to their hairdressers.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
For example, 1 in 20 women say that they've talked to their stylist about cheating on a husband, boyfriend, or partner, while 15% have complained about work colleagues while getting their hair done.
Wow.
Wow.
And believe it or not, apparently hairdressers' advice can be life-changing to some folks, with 15% of women saying that they've made life-changing decisions after talking to not their husband, not their best friend, not their therapist, but their hairdresser.
I don't know if I make life-changing decisions while I'm sitting in the chair.
I mean, 15% is not a huge amount, but that's still more than zero.
I mean, hey, you're making, you're changing your hair. You might as well change your life.
We need to hear from hairdressers. Or maybe just one hairdresser. Give us a call if you have ears to us right now and tell us something that shocked you. You could be anonymous. You don't have to go into detail. Just tell us something that shocked you that a client told you. Like, you literally can't believe that she or he is sharing this with you.
704-570-9595. Wouldn't you be worried, though, about the people beside you hearing if it's that shocking?
I don't know. Like, the blow dryers are going on, and, like, there's a lot of noise.
Okay.
So I don't know that anyone... I mean, I've overheard some stuff at some places, too, though.
I go see this girl named Catherine at Sheer Excellence, and I love her. And it's the only person, I think, in the world that I talk politics with. Honest to God.
Nice.
I don't talk to politics about politics with you guys. I don't do it with my family, with Sterling, but I think with her, we always get on the subject. But it's so funny. At one point in the thing, she does this where she, like, puts your head, wrapped like a towel on your head when you're getting, washing your hair. Mm-hmm. And so she continues the conversation, though, while that's going on.
You can't talk to her.
And so I'm like, oh, it's a brand new TV show. And she's like, yeah, it's really good. Like, she can understand towel talk.
Yeah, it's like the dentist who's talking to you and you have your mouth going.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we're going to grab a hairdresser here off the line and talk to them about something that shocked them that a client told them. You can hear it in 2 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Honored to have NASCAR's very own Ryan Blaney, friend of the MRL show, back on with us. We're going to have a chat with him. You can hear his full interview up at kiss951.com. We talked to him about a lot of things. We even played a name the sponsor game. We gave him the car number, and he had to guess what the sponsor was. That'll be up. tickets to the 602 right after our chat with Ryan Blaney.
We have the Coca-Cola 600 this Sunday. Now, Ryan, I don't know if you heard the news. Coca-Cola is going to be releasing the new Coke.
But like, yeah, I remember the 1890s Coke. I don't remember that stuff.
But. Right, you know what I mean? But I remember my grandmother was so afraid of Coca-Cola. And, like, she was afraid, like, it had to make sure you had to get the classic Coke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Or better yet, should we call it the new Coca-Cola 600?
I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah, it's because of the Stranger Things is coming out this summer. Do you watch Stranger Things on Netflix?
I watched a couple episodes, yeah. It's tough for me to kind of get into TV shows. I travel so
really?
Much, and it's hard for me to keep up with them.
You don't drink soda. You don't binge-watch shows. What do you do?
So
tries fast.
Ryan, did you not get into the whole Game of Thrones phenomenon?
So I never watched an episode of Game of Thrones, but I watched the entire last season.
You must have been totally lost.
I was lost, but I was entertained. Like I was like, yeah, this is pretty entertaining. But I didn't know what was going on some of the times. I know a lot of people hated it.
Yeah, I hated it.
And maybe that's because the previous seasons were amazing, and I didn't have a disappointment. I thought this was a compelling show. It was pretty neat, but people apparently hated it. But I don't think I'll go back and binge watch it. There's like 7 other seasons, and I don't binge watch. I can't sit down and just watch a show for hours on end. I don't know why. I just don't like it.
Speaking of TV and NASCAR, aren't NASCAR wives supposed to be a thing, Loren?
Yeah, I think they're filming right now.
Do you know anything about that, Ryan?
My brother was working on it.
Well, I don't have a wife.
No, we don't. We know that from the last time we chatted in September.
Or a girlfriend. So
I was going to say, are we any closer in the girlfriend department?
No. That is still a stalemate. I'm 0 for 25 years, so that's going well for me. And so that's good. I have a big losing record in that category, but you never know. Maybe one day it'll change.
Ryan Blaney on with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. We did talk to him in September of last year, right before the first Roval race. And, Roy, what was the result of that Roval race?
Yeah, you won.
You know, I'll say you guys might be good luck.
We are.
If we win this weekend, I'm talking to you guys every week.
I don't know. Didn't we have the same thing with Austin Dillon? He called us, and the next thing you know, he went
He won the 600 that time,
Yeah, so I'm truthful to that. If we win this weekend, I'll talk to you guys every week.
I feel like we should have talked to Ryan before Nicole and I went up for our NASCAR experience. Ryan, our producer Nicole was so nervous to drive one of the NASCARs.
Yeah, they had a media day where a bunch of media people were able to drive their own NASCAR drivers up at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
But I think we're going to do it again next year. So do you have any advice for her?
So you did like the Richard Petty driving experience?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me ask, how did it go and what did you struggle with?
Okay. I was nervous because, A, I've never done stick shift before, and they trusted me with that.
Uh-huh.
B, there were other people who had never done stick shift before, and they wanted to throw me on a track with said people. And C, I got made fun of for going less than 170 miles per hour.
No, it's can't let that bother you. That's you can go as fast as you want to.
I went 152 and I got a rookie.
Well, I mean that's pretty fast. I mean that's fast mile per hour.
Take that. That's from a professional.
Now you got something to build
on. There you
go.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Nicole, it is fast. It's just you were being left.
Don't listen to them. You, a professional told you you're fine. Hey, go listen to the entire Ryan Blaney chat. Even if you're not a huge NASCAR fan, he's just such a great guy and such a funny guy to listen to. That'll be up on our app on the podcast. Just use the Kiss95.1 app to get there.
If you want to go to the Coca-Cola 600 this weekend, call number 9-704-570-9595 and get these tickets.
This is Ryan Blaney, so you think he plays this in the car?
While driving?
Ride with me? Heck yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Coca-Cola 600 going down this Sunday. We just had Ryan Blaney, NASCAR driver, on the show. You can get the full interview if you're a big Blaney fan. It's up on our podcast. Just look for the MRL Show on demand on iTunes, Spotify, bpodstudios.com, wherever you get your podcast. But listen, somebody to the race. Looking for call number 9. Who's this?
Hi, this is Antoine.
Antoine, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Charlotte.
And can you go to the race this Sunday?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about, bud. You're calling number 9.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
You ever been to a NASCAR race before, Antoine?
I have not. I am absolutely excited.
Dude, it is like something you've never seen. And you know what?
Yeah,
you're getting
cool.
your money's worth out of these tickets because, A, you didn't pay a dime for them, and B, it's one of the longest races of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yep, the 600. Now, you got to root for Blaney. That's our guy, okay? He's the number
Absolutely.
12 big yellow Menards car. You can't miss him.
Well, I will wear a yellow number 12 shirt.
There you
good.
Go.
Very good.
Congratulations, Antoine.
Thank you.
Make sure you wear sunblock. It's supposed to be like 100 degrees on Sunday.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, I sure will.
Okay.
And, Antoine, text or tag us at the MRL show and any pictures of the 600 experience, okay?
Gotcha, absolutely.
All right, thanks, buddy. Congratulations. The tickets are gone. I love that. There you go. Hey, Blaney, we just got you another fan.
I know.
You're welcome.
And that conversation that we have up on the podcast where you can go hear the full interview, which is about 12 minutes long. Who do we say he looks like?
Oh my gosh, Patrick Dempsey.
Mm. Yeah, he shaved. Didn't he have like a mustache for there for a little bit? He shaved that off.
Yeah, the big mustache, but now he's got like some scruff going on and he's a good looking kid.
There's a picture of him with the little boy. He did Sherry Pollack's Runway for the Cure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great fundraiser. Martin Truex Jr.'s girlfriend has a very open battle with cancer, and that picture of Blaney with that little boy, I mean, if that's not his profile picture on Tinder, my gosh. Holy cow. But he needs somebody big. Like, the next time we talk to him, we got to hook him up with a celebrity. Like Halsey. Don't shake your head no, Nicole. It's over between you two, and we got to you know? Like, he needs a celebrity. Chesley? That's what Nicole said.
Yeah, that's what we were saying yesterday.
Okay.
We actually talked about Blaney at dinner last night.
Yeah, just stop throwing Halsey's name out there like that.
She's just waiting in the wings, right?
Chill.
Waiting in the wings. All right, hey, up next. Okay, it's a little more of an adult conversation. So if you have little ones in the car, just be alert. A woman accidentally did this to her father, and her parents almost divorced over it.
Oh, my gosh.
How's that for a headline?
You got my attention.
It is so crazy in this crazy world we live in. We'll tell you about it coming up in just about 3 minutes. It's the MRL Show.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So this girl claims that she thinks she accidentally gave her dad. And if, again, you have little ones in the car, turn the speakers down. I'm going to give you a second.
It's something.
Yeah. Well, this woman thinks she gave her dad an STD. And you're sitting there going, what? So, when she was in college and she was promiscuous, she borrowed her dad's razor and cut herself by accident. And she thinks that's how her dad got the STD.
So she got it from one of her partners, and then she gave it to dad through the razor.
Yes.
Is that possible? Can you transfer? I guess so, if you cut yourself. Yeah.
For this type of thing that you give, yes.
It's possible to transfer through blood.
Right.
So mom finds out, right? I mean, dad has to go to the doctor.
Well, dad probably gave it to mom.
Well, mom called the daughter in tears a few months later, telling her, hey, you know, dad has this. And she, you know, of course, mom's word is, you know, dad cheating. What's going on? How would have dad gotten this?
Dad's cheating. I'm sorry. Dad's cheating.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
The daughter thinks that she gave it. Now the marriage is on the rocks and nobody knows what to believe.
What did she do? Post this on Reddit or something for advice? Yeah, that Reddit thread, man. Oh. That's the MRL show on digital.
Call us. We'll do War of the Roses.
Holy cow.
I smell a cheat.
So I told you the time that I was with my high school sweetheart. My friend's parents were gone for the weekend. He and his girlfriend posted up in his room. And me and my high school sweetheart posted up in the parents' room. Remember the scrunchies that you'd use to tie up your hair? Those big bushy things back in the 90s? She left her scrunchie in the bed.
Oh, yeah.
We made the bed and the scrunchie got left there. Monday morning, I roll in. My buddy looks like he saw a ghost. I go, what happened? He throws the scrunchie at me. And he goes, my mom's leaving my dad because you idiot. I go, what happened? He goes, my mom spent all Sunday when they got home. She found it. All she did was yell at my dad about cheating. And my dad was sitting there going, it's not mine. I didn't cheat.
Which is what no one ever believes that sentence ever.
Right. Well, especially Loren. And so I said to my friend Dave, I go, well, did you tell them that it was us? He goes, no, I didn't want to get yelled at for having people over.
So he was going to let his parents get divorced over your scrunchie because he didn't want to get in trouble.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. They didn't get divorced, but, I mean, I don't know how things worked out. I haven't talked to this kid in 20 years, maybe longer. I would love to find out.
He probably doesn't
want
to talk to you anymore either.
It's not my fault.
It kind of is your fault.
It was kind of my girlfriend's fault at the time, right? It was her scrunchie. He threw it at me.
Yeah. My parents are getting divorced because of you. That's
awesome. Oh, man. All right. There's a lot to do. So head over to the website, kiss951.com. You can try and win your tickets to Jazz Fest brought to you by Lowe's. It's the 5th annual Queen City Jazz Fest at the Charlotte Metro Credit Union Amphitheater Saturday, June 15th with Atrium Health and Novant Health. Starring former Doobie Brother, great Michael McDonald, special guest Jonathan Butler, and Gerald Albright. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. And for more information, like we said, you can head over to kiss951.com. You can also get on that Days of Summer cruise hosted by DJ Khaled. Cardi B is going to be on that cruise. Post Malone. Kiss is giving that away, too. So lots to do on the website, kiss951.com. Head over there now.
My name is Mamie Roy and Loren. Kiss95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.